inspired substitutions win the day. You got it right tonight. Went perfect for us, mate. Just what we wanted.
I think, obviously, after Saturday, I think we probably showed him a little bit too much respect. We obviously got a report on how they played, and we sort of matched them up at home a little bit. And although defensively we were sound on Saturday, we didn't look that threatening going forward, and we just felt that probably their weakest points were down the sides. And you know, we listened to some of their interviews, and you know, they thought that, I think that after the first game they thought they had won and they thought they were through, and we just wanted to be a bit more positive. So unfortunately Owen missed out, and we brought in two out and out wide men in Chev and Ben, who didn't play Saturday, and then put an extra attacker just in front of Robbie and Macker, and we said let's go get after them. And you know, we started well, thought we could have been a couple up in the first 15 minutes. We had a really good spell, and then they had a good spell for 15 minutes where they had a good header and the lad hit the post. And you know, it was quite intriguing at that point, but we just said we just needed to stick with it and just be better in wide areas, stop the balls coming in the box, track the seven who was running late and getting on the end of a few bits and pieces, tidy that up, and then just be a little bit more braver in possession and look to get it into the wider areas quickly. And at second half we tore them apart. We could have won 5 or 6 nil
easily. Yeah, went very well.
Absolutely tore them apart, and credit to the players, they're fantastic. And you know, what an occasion. Delighted for the chairman and the club. You know, I want to say a massive thank you to the strong, 50-60 fans that made the journey down. You know, that was for them, and we can look forward to York now.
Yes, a very good tie to look forward to, though, isn't it? Maybe even winnable.
Yeah, of course. You've got to go into every game believing you can win. You know, I think they're 15th in the league. They've had a little bit of you know, turbulence in terms of change of manager and change of players, and you know, they haven't probably not having the season that they would have hoped for, or the club of their size should be having. Look, there's no pressure on us. We'll go there as massive underdogs, and we'll enjoy the occasion. And you know, who knows?
Yeah, mind you, back to league action Saturday first before we have to worry about York, Rushton. Going to be another tough one.
Yeah, and very different from tonight's game. You know, I think Andy's put together a really good squad over there. They've got some good pace in attacking areas. They're big and strong as well, and they're physical. You know, they are quite direct, good from wide areas, but they can play as well. So, yeah, tough test. And, you know, we'll prepare properly on Thursday, as always. We'll make sure the players are grounded. We just said, for as much as we'll enjoy tonight, you know, they have to understand that this success and the success so far this season has been based on their hard work and their attitude and their application. And if we drop below the standards that we've set, we know what the outcome will be, like the game at Redditch. So, you know, let's not get carried away. It's a great victory. It sets up a lovely tie, but like you say, back to business Saturday.
Yep, well done tonight, mate.
Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you very much.